This is TWiT.
Lewis, give us a 30,000-foot view. What problem is TILIF trying to solve, and how close did I get that?
You know, I think you got it pretty good. It is, in fact, about a rising tide lifting all boats, right? What we've seen is that in a world that is so complicated, where even a Hello World gets 500, 700 libraries pulled in, you really need a solution that covers the entire stack, that gives you assurances about every piece of what's going on. And so that's what we've been trying to build, is something that allows people to subscribe once, have one set of contract negotiations, one set of dealings, and then we go out and find those 500, 700, 1500 maintainers and work with them to make sure the quality of the software remains high, both today and in the future.
Well, there have already been a number of funding models in this area, as I mentioned at the opening of the show. So, I mean, how is this different from, say, just being a foundation?
So I think the key thing is that it's, Wired called us the Netflix of open source, and I don't know that that's quite right. But the key thing there is that it is money goes out to everyone, right? If you are it used to be when I started in this, and I know when you started in this, Randall, the number of dependencies you had when you were building, say, a web app was pretty low, right? You had your operating, the core operating system. You'd pick a database, you'd pick a language stack, maybe a handful of libraries, right? So it was feasible for you to, if you wanted to get support for your entire stack, you could go and talk to 5-10 people, give money to a handful of foundations or a handful of companies. And, that was something you could do as part of your business. It's not possible anymore to do that, right? You can't just give, there's no one foundation or one for-profit that you can give to and have assurances about your entire stack. And so what we want to do is solve that problem, right? Make it so that there is one place you can go and get coverage for an increasing, ever-increasing amount of your stack.
So
I was just going to draw back to that Netflix thing, right? Netflix, you pay one check and all of the creators get money. And that's what we're trying to, that's analogous to what we're trying to do, right? One check and all the developers who you interact with get money based on how many of our users are using their product.
So let's say I'm a business owner and I want to get protection and maintenance for the stack that I'm using with all the 150, 400, 6,000 components, whatever it happens to be. Do I then approach TILIF and say, I want to become a customer of yours and you determine some sort of monetary level that I need to participate at based on the things that are in my stack?
Yeah, so we have, we have some standard pricing based mostly on the number of teams you have using the product. And then we go out, we scan what your teams are doing, and we go out and identify those projects. And in early days, we go out and directly contact those projects and we say, hey, we have customers who are using your stuff. If you agree to provide certain assurances, then we'll agree to pay you based on the number of customers we have using it. Right. Over time, of course, we won't have to do that as much because we'll have already made contact with a lot of the biggest developers.
Now, my follow-up question then is am I going to be paying based on everything I'm using or am I going to be able to select, say, here's the critical components for my enterprise. Can I just do a TILIF agreement on those?
We really think it's important to do a subscription on everything, right? Because frankly, our experience, you've seen this as well. Everyone in the space has seen it, is that there are packages that tend to get forgotten about, right? Nobody thinks about the open SSLs or the left paths of the world until they're broken. And so we really think that by having a way to support the entire stack, that's going to come out with the best outcomes for everybody, right? You'll have not just that one or two things that are high profile, top of mind every day, but you also have assurance about all the rest of it. And we think that's important both for if you're a business, that's actually what's going to give you the best outcomes long term. And Obviously, if you're an open source developer, that is what we think is going to have the best outcomes for the whole ecosystem, right? If we were, we don't want to just be the solutions for the handful of projects that are popular, that everybody knows their name, but rather the solution for everybody else as well.